Thanks for listening to us on the Jefferson Exchange today. We're always glad when you join us here. And you can take part in our discussions as well, especially in the upcoming First Friday Arts segment, which is very call heavy. Join us at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. The first Friday of every month, we take a cue from the many First Friday art walks around the region and roll out our own First Friday Arts segment. We grab the pile of submissions to ijpr.org and let you know what's happening in the performing and visual arts in the weeks ahead. There's a lot coming with Christmas and New Year's to come. Charlotte Duren joins me with the list, and you can have a part too. Again, you can call or email with events and details. The numbers are 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Charlotte, start us off.
Kicking it off December 5th through the 15th, the Mendocino Theater Company presents a limited engagement of Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. This is a whimsical comedy featuring the talents of young performers and an entertaining treat for all ages. And that, again, is December 5th through the 15th, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Babes in Toyland comes to Lorna Byrne Middle School in Cave Junction tonight at 7 o'clock. This is tonight, December 6th. This is the holiday season presenting DelArt International. It's a wild new twist on Victor Herbert's classic family story, Babes in Toyland. That'll be tonight at 7 at Lorna Byrne Middle School in Cave Junction.
And December 5th through the 7th, Criterion Performances Teen Musical Theater of Oregon presents Annie at 7:30, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, December 5th through the 7th, again at the Criterion Theater.
Coming to, let's see, Ashland tonight at the First United Methodist Church of Ashland, it's Brahms Music to Soothe Your Soul featuring Pauline Sullivan, soprano, Daniel Gibbs, baritone, Michael Cavaney on viola, and Jennifer Schloeming on the piano. So Brahms and other music to soothe the soul, which some people might need respite from. Yesterday was the first day of the season. Somebody asked me, are you ready for Christmas yet? So that's where we are right now. Brahms Music to Soothe Your Soul tonight at 7 at the First United Methodist Church of Ashland.
And Christmas time is coming. Mountain Style, the Umpqua Valley Bluegrass Band, performs rustic traditional bluegrass music at their 2013 Douglas County Christmas Craft Fair. That is December 6th, 6 p.m. through 8 p.m.
The big Cascade Christmas comes to the Cascade Theater in Reading tonight at 7 o'clock. This is the big spectacular with all kinds of singers, dancers, and actors, lavish sets, costumes, and music. Think of it as the Radio City Christmas show, just done a little smaller, and not much smaller, at the Cascade Theater in Reading, a Cascade Christmas tonight at 7.
And we have a bunch of calls coming in. Livia in Ashland.
Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Oh, let me get you off speaker. Yes, tonight is our opening night for Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Christmas Carol. And we run that through December 29th. These are the facts. The year 1894, the date Christmas Eve, and the location 221 Baker Street. After 3 years of being assumed dead, Sherlock Holmes resurfaces, and he's a not very nice guy. And is not there for all the people who need him. So he's visited by the ghost of Professor Moriarty, and it gets more and more interesting from there. It's an absolutely wonderful show that played in Portland the last two Christmases. I saw it up there and wanted to bring it to Camelot. We have an incredible cast. First two Sundays are already sold out. Just played.
Livia, there you walked into a black hole. There you go. We're back.
Did you hear any of what I said, Jeffrey? Sorry.
We got as far as the first two Sundays sold out, and then you kind of blipped out on us.
First two Sundays sold out, so we play Tuesdays through Sundays through the 29th, and it's definitely a show for the whole family. And even if you think you know the Christmas Carol, this is quite a different little riff on that idea, and very funny and very.
So if Sherlock Holmes comes back all cranky, then essentially we've got Sherlock Holmes combined with the Scrooge character.
Yes, absolutely. And instead of Jacob Marley, we have Professor Moriarty.
Sounds fun. So this is at the Camelot Theater in Talent. You were starting to say who's playing Sherlock Holmes?
Amadeus, he's roles at the theater. And
okay, Livia, it's like you're turning into an AM radio DJ. Every time you go under a tunnel, we can't hear you anymore. But
so I'm not driving. I'm sitting at the hot springs.
I don't know what's going on there. Okay, so now we can hear you perfectly, though.
Oh, well, good. Well, people can get tickets at 535-5250 or CamelotTheater.org.
Camelot Theater in town. This is Sherlock Holmes and the Case of the Christmas Carol through the 29th, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thanks for that, Livia Janice from the Camelot Theater in town. Let's move on to talk to Doug in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday art segment.
Thanks, Jeff.
Hey.
We're using Jacob Marley, and we're doing a version of the Christmas Carol. It's a reading. We did one on Wednesday night. It was very successful. And we're doing another one at the Ashland Springs Hotel on Wednesday, December 18th at 7:30 p.m. It's a champagne and dessert fundraiser by the Ashland New Plays Festival. And there'll be a theater talk afterwards with me talking about some of my workings with Harrison Ford and Burt Lancaster, a whole bunch of Jack Benny. I was Rochester's replacement.
Were you
I'll
really?
Talk about that afterwards.
All right. Doug Rao, again, is our guest here from the Ashland New Plays Festival. And we're talking about the so, again, the name of the play is what?
Carol.
We are having some issues with our phones today. Say it once again.
Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol.
Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. And it is told from Jacob Marley's point of view. And you play all the roles, is that right?
I do. I do. There are about 15 to 20 different voices in there, and I play all of them. It has been received. We did it once last year, and it went over very well, so we scheduled it twice this year. And the next one, of course, is on December 18th. At the Ashland Springs Hotel.
And so where do people go for tickets?
You can get them, at showtixforyou.com and Paddington Station in Ashland, or you can get them at the box office itself. It's upstairs from the in the hotel.
Okay, Wednesday, December 18th at what time?
7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. at the Ashland Springs Hotel. Doug Rao, thank you so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. This is our first Friday art segment on The Exchange. Charlotte Dern and I are running down a list of events in the performing and visual arts for the weeks ahead. A busy few weeks, obviously, with Christmas and New Year's both bearing down upon us. But give us a call. Tell us about events and details on events you might have heard already about in our town, in your town, 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area, in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, email jx@jeffnet.org.
And tonight from 8 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., there's the Tony Furtado concert. Tony Furtado has lived primarily on the road for the last two decades. He's engaging and entertaining on and off stage, and he's been called a genius of the banjo and slide guitar, and his own hybrid of Americana and indie rock is also called captivating. That is, again, tonight from 8 to 10:30 p.m.
Humboldt Artisan Crafts and Music Festival kicks off this afternoon and continues into Sunday at Redwood Acres in Eureka. So that features all kinds of crafts from makers around Humboldt Bay and some local music as well. Again, at Redwood Acres in Eureka, this is the Humboldt Artisan Crafts and Music Festival today, tomorrow, and into Sunday. Gene Shepherd's A Christmas Story, the one that was the famous movie with Ralphie and all of his buddies, has been turned into a play, and this will be at the Riverfront Playhouse in Reading through December 14th. Programs are Friday and Saturday nights and a Sunday matinee. I guess that last Sunday matinee will be this weekend, but it's the story of Ralphie and the Red Ryder BB gun and all that stuff done on stage. Gene Shepherd's A Christmas Story at Riverfront Playhouse in Reading tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday this weekend, and Friday and Saturday of next weekend as well.
And Cottonwood Performing Arts Center presents the Bluegrass Band Sideline. That's December 9th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Bluegrass Band Sideline will play at the Cottonwood Performing Arts Center on their first California tour. Band members include Daryl Webb, Jason Moore, Steve Dilling, Justin Hines, and Skip Cherry Holmes.
Eureka's Symphony Holiday Concert takes place both tonight and tomorrow at the First Assembly of God Church in Eureka. This is a program featuring selections of Handel's Messiah with chorus and soloists, some holiday selections, and a Christmas sing-along as well. So the Eureka Symphony Holiday Concert at the First Assembly of God Church, 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night in Eureka.
And the Gospel Holiday Concerts, that's December 13th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Celebrate the spirit of the holidays with the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir and the McKinleyville Community Choir at two holiday concerts. One is in Eureka and one is in Arcata.
Let's take another call. We have Lori Ann in the Rogue Valley talking to us about more events in First Friday Arts. Hi, Lori Ann.
Hi there. It sounds like the phone is kind of going in and out here, but from my end, too.
Oh.
So I hope, can you hear me?
We can hear you fine, yeah.
Okay, great. So, yes, this is my my debut concert as the new artistic director of the Rogue Valley Chorale. Very excited about it, and I think the choristers are as well. Christmas with the Chorale this year is both going to feature the Rogue Valley Children's Choir will be joining us for some carols, old and new, with our big finisher is the presentation of Benjamin Britten's cantata St. Nicholas. This is the 100th birthday of Benjamin Britten, where he's still alive, and we're celebrating with one of his more accessible works that will also feature the children's choir, tenor soloist Brian Thorsett, and an orchestra of mostly local musicians.
It seems like you could probably pull out all sorts of bits of Christmas music, like Benjamin Britten's St. Nicholas Cantata or Cantata St. Nicholas. I mean, all of the music written for the season could probably take years to perform.
Absolutely. There's so much out there, and fortunate, we're very fortunate, of course, in the Rogue Valley to have so many wonderful groups presenting these wonderful works.
Absolutely. So where can people see the Rogue Valley Chorale doing Christmas with the Chorale?
This will be at the Criterion Theater, the James M. Collier Center for the Performing Arts now. It's Saturday, December 14th at 7:30, Sunday, December 15th at 3:00. And tickets can be purchased through the Criterion box office, www.criterion.org, or by calling 541-779-3000. And for more information about the chorale and the upcoming concerts, we also have a website, roguevalleychorale.org.
All right. Well, Lori, congratulations on your first concert as director of the chorale.
Thank you very much.
All right, and thanks for calling us today on First Friday Arts Segment. Let's go on to David and Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our First Friday Arts Segment.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, I'm calling for the first time. However, this show we're doing is our 29th annual holiday presentation of A Child's Christmas in Wales by Dylan Thomas. I am the storyteller, and I'm accompanied by two Celtic instrumentalists and people who sing, Alinda Danielson and Chico Schwal. And we've done this show in Eugene for 29 years, and it will be at Cafe Soraya, 384 West 13th Avenue in Eugene.
Cafe Soraya?
Correct.
Okay. 13th Avenue, you said?
Correct.
All right. And what are the dates again?
Okay, the dates, we have three matinee shows, Saturday, Sunday afternoons, 3 p.m. on December 14th, 21st, and 22nd, and four evening shows, 9:30 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, December 17th, 18th, and 19th, and a final performance on Monday, December the 23rd. All those evening performances start at 9:30.
Okay, Child's Christmas in Wales, all at Cafe Soraya on
30th
Avenue in Eugene. David, thanks so much for joining us. It's a wonderful show, and I hope you have fun with it again.
Thank you so much, and again, season's greetings.
Season's greetings. Let's go on to Phyllis in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange and our First Friday Arts Segment.
Hi. We have today, First Friday, from 4 to 8 o'clock, the Creative Alternative Fair Trade Project. We have all manner of things from countries around the world, handmade, decorative, and functional things, some that are, you know, truly, that truly command the term art applied to them. And this is going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church across the street from the courthouse at 6th and B in Grants Pass, and will continue the exhibit and sale tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 1 o'clock.
Okay, and this is again at the Unitarian Universalist Church in Grants Pass, right across the street from the courthouse on 6th Street.
Thank you. Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Phyllis. Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sure.
Season's greetings.
Season's greetings to you. It is our first Friday art segment. Trinidad Art Gallery in Trinidad wants you to know about it. It is a local artists cooperative featuring the arts and fine crafts of 20 artists. Elaine Shore is this month's featured artist at Trinidad Art Gallery. She creates functional porcelain and stoneware pottery inspired by nature. And the folks at Trinidad Gallery also sent in an email about Christmas in Trinidad on December 15th. You can celebrate with carols and festive lights while shopping at the gallery, as well as at local shops. You can stop by and savor some good food at the local restaurants, sample some wine at the two tasting rooms in Trinidad, then head down for a stroll on beautiful Trinidad Beach. Christmas in Trinidad on December 15th, centering around the Trinidad Art Gallery. Thanks to Patricia and Trinidad for that email. You had heard about a couple of choral events coming up. Let's also tell you about something coming up this weekend. Our arts reporter Bob Davey checked in to tell us about some Christmas events, some seasonal events, a choral concert with the folks from the Jefferson State Choral Coalition.
Kirby, tell us about what's up tomorrow at your concert.
This is our 10 years running concert, Bob. We're calling it the best of the best jazz, blues, gospel, and a cool Yule. We'll have a rhythm section. We like to have something for everybody, and we think that variety is the spice of life. We're doing rock and roll. We're doing a Frank Sinatra tune, Come Fly With Me. We're doing Bobby Troup's Route 66 with 13 of our choir members singing original blues lyrics. We're doing Sway, a Latino piece, a great a cappella ballad, When I Fall in Love, and then some Christmas music, Jamaican Noel, which is kind of a Harry Belafonte piece, Rockin' Down the Chimney Tonight, which is more like Dilbert McClinton, sort of a country rock, Hard-Hearted Hannah for the women, Man of Constant Sorrow for the men, Curtis Mayfield's People Get Ready, and we'll end with Every Time I Feel the Spirit.
Kirby, I get the definite idea that you have a lot of fun doing choral music.
I'd call that an understatement, Bob. I started this 10 years ago just for fun, and I thought, okay, if I keep enjoying it, I'll keep doing it. But now we've got about 60 singers in the choir, and they're like family to me, and there are times I enjoy being with them so much that we lift each other every week. We bring a lot of joy to the world, and it doesn't have to be in Christmas vacation either. This is the beginning of our 11th year. I started it just to kind of give, 10 years ago, just to give back to the community. But this group of 60 or so singers, it varies with their schedules each quarter, has really grown on me, and it feels like family now. There are times when I don't know whether it's a party or a rehearsal we're having, and they really... we bring a lot of joy to the world, we memorize our music, and we just have more fun than the law allows. How about we give a listen to the first tune on our concerts, and that is I've Got the Music in Me.
They say that life is a circle.
December 7th, 2013, and you're looking for a fun music activity to take in, come see the Jefferson State Choral Coalition. Concerts at 3 o'clock and 7:30 in the Southern Oregon University Music Recital Hall. Wide variety of all kinds of popular music with a little cool Yule thrown in for good measure.
Kirby Shaw from the Jefferson State Choral Coalition letting us know about his big concert coming up, their big concert coming up twice tomorrow, December 7th. Thanks to Bob Davey for bringing that in again. Always glad to have the help of Bob Davey and helping cover the arts around the region. It is our first Friday arts segment. We're running down items in the performing and visual arts. We can sneak another phone call in at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782. The Fighting Hunger with Harmony event comes to the Rogue Valley, specifically to the River Valley Community Church in Grants Pass on December 8th. The RCC Concert Band presents a festive community concert to welcome in the spirit of Christmas. It's a unique take on classics and standards combined into contemporary arrangements and melodies. This is the 9th annual Fighting Hunger with Harmony concert. The concert band puts it on to support the Josephine County Food Bank. The concert is free, but donations of food or money to the Josephine County Food Bank are encouraged. Suggested donation, $5 or 5 cans of food. That, again, is Sunday, December 8th at the River Valley Community Church on 7th Street in Grants Pass. The holiday Prism Concert features the Southern Oregon Concert Band coming to the Central Medford High School Auditorium on Oakdale Avenue in Medford on December 13th at 7 o'clock. Southern Oregon Concert Band presents Box Sleepers Awake, a fun arrangement of everyone's favorite pop Christmas songs of the 50s and 60s. And then A Fireside Christmas and The Eighth Candle, A Prayer and Dance for Hanukkah by Steve Reistetter. That's all at the Holiday Prism Concert presented by the Southern Oregon Concert Band at Central Medford High School on December 13th at 7. The Youth Symphony of Southern Oregon Chamber Music Series concert comes to the historic First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville on December 14th at 2 in the afternoon. That will be a presentation of music from Dvorak's Quartet No. 12, Opus 96, Beethoven's Quartet, didn't say which quartet, Haydn's quartets, a lot of quartets, let's put it that way, chamber music concerts, Mozart, Beethoven, Dvorak, and more at the Youth Symphony of Southern Oregon Chamber Music Series concert. That is on December 14th, which will be a week from tomorrow, Saturday, at the historic First Presbyterian Church in Jacksonville. What else do we have here? Pink Martini brings its world-famous show to the Criterion Theater in Medford at the Collier Center on December 13th. China Forbes is back with the group. It's a round-the-world musical tour with traditional holiday favorites alongside lesser-known discoveries, all imbued with the signature Pink Martini Little Orchestra sound. This is at 7 o'clock on Friday, December 13th at the Criterion Theater in Medford, which, of course, people are still adjusting to calling it by the new name. We called it for years the Criterion Ginger Rogers Theater, and it is now the Criterion Theater at the Collier Center for the Performing Arts. Also have a gospel holiday concert coming up at the Calvary Lutheran Church in Eureka. That's the Arcata Interfaith Gospel Choir and McKinleyville Community Choir celebrating the spirit of the holidays in concert at Calvary Lutheran Church in Eureka on December 13th at 7. Lots and lots and lots of events coming up in the weeks ahead. If you didn't hear your event here, look for it or make a submission to our community calendar at ijpr.org. That's the same place you can find our jeffexchange.org page. ijpr.org, the place to submit your stuff. And we'll pick it up for First Friday when we hit the first Friday in January, the next time we'll do this segment. Thanks for listening. We'll take a short break and come back with Garrison Keillor.